The United States appears to be considering sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine. This is an anti-aircraft, anti-missile system. It represents a major escalation, and I'll explain why in just a moment. But before I start talking about the Patriot missile system and why the U.S. is deciding now to send it, let's take a look at a Financial Times article that just came out recently. It was pointed out to me, and it is explaining just how desperate the situation is in Ukraine. So let's take a look at this. This is Financial Times military briefing. Escalating air war depletes Ukraine's weapons stockpile. Both sides are running low on resources as Kiev seeks to thwart Moscow's attacks on its infrastructure. And this is what the article says. It says, for 2 months, Russian forces have been pounding Ukraine's power network with the aim of plunging the country into darkness and breaking its resolve during winter. But in this latest bombardment on December 5th, only 10 out of 70 Russian missiles made it past Ukrainian air defenses, according to Kiev. That's what it actually says, according to Kiev. The claimed 87% interception rate, is a testament to the increasing effectiveness of Ukraine's air defense systems, mainly Soviet era, but recently augmented by modern Western equipment and improved techniques. However, Kiev is burning through its ammunition at an alarming rate as it faces down Moscow in a battle of dwindling stockpiles of Russian precision-guided missiles on one hand and Ukrainian interceptors on the other. Kiev is therefore urging Western backers to provide more modern NATO standard surface-to-air systems. Well, first things first, this rate, this interception rate provided by Kiev is extremely dubious. I highly doubt this is the first time throughout this entire special military operation that Kiev is telling the truth. I highly doubt that. And then the Financial Times continues. It says, Ukraine denied Russia air supremacy in the wake of the February invasion, thanks to its Soviet-era arsenal of S-300 and Buk surface-to-air missiles, together with thousands of Western-supplied manpads. It also says, but ammunition and spares for the S-300 and Buk systems, the mainstay of Ukraine's air defenses, are dwindling. Ukrainian officials have confirmed a claim by British military intelligence that Russia has been firing X-55 nuclear missiles, with the nuclear warhead replaced by an inert one, simply to exhaust Ukrainian air defenses. Units typically fire two S-300s or Buks at every Russian missile to improve the chances of interception by what is aging kit. But actually, has nothing to do with the fact that it's aging. That's what you do when you're trying to intercept an incoming missile. It is a very difficult thing to do, no matter what technology you're using. And even Russian soldiers in training with modern air defense systems will fire two missiles at each target. And that's what's going to improve your chance of success, because no air interception system is 100% effective. Then the Financial Times makes a point that I have made before about Ukraine trying to replace all of its old Soviet-era air defense systems because they're running out of munitions, they're breaking down, they're being found and destroyed by Russian forces. They want to replace them with Western air defense systems, but the West simply doesn't have enough to replace them. Ukraine is a large country. Has a large airspace. They need a lot of air defense systems to protect all of that airspace. Financial Times says, Germany's Gepard mobile anti-aircraft guns, of which Ukraine has received 30 so far, have proved highly effective in taking down drones and low-flying missiles. However, the Swiss government has refused to authorize exports of Gepard's Swiss-made ammunition to a war zone, and there is no ready alternative. Kiev has also taken delivery of modern medium-range air defense systems from its allies, including the state-of-the-art Iris-T system from Germany. with three more expected in the near future, and two batteries of Norwegian US NASAMS, another medium-range system. But Kyiv would need hundreds of these and other systems as it sheds its older arsenal, and they're citing a Ukrainian representative who claims that they will need hundreds of these. Well, they had hundreds of their Soviet-era air defense systems. When they run out of munitions for them, they break down, they cannot repair them, they don't have spare parts, or they're just simply destroyed by Russian forces. They're going to want to replace that with a Western alternative, and there simply aren't enough to go around. So at the West, doesn't have any more IRIS-T systems. I mean, they need hundreds. They're going to send three more in the near future. And NASAMS, they don't have any IRIS-T or NASAMS systems to send Ukraine. What else can they send them? So that's where the Patriot missile system comes in. And this is what Financial Times says. What Kyiv has been most keen to acquire from Washington is the longer-range Patriot system, which can intercept Russian ballistic missiles. But the administration of President Joe Biden has so far withheld approval. I guess that is until now, because apparently now they are going to be approved. So before I start talking about the details of the Patriot missile system, let's just look at this CNN article, exclusive, U.S. finalizing plans to send Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine. Highly unlikely they're going to publish an article like this and then not do it, but who knows at this point. This is what CNN claims. The Biden administration is finalizing plans to send the Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine that could be announced as soon as this week, according to two U.S. officials and a senior administration official. It also says, it's not clear how many missile launchers will be sent, but a typical Patriot battery includes a radar set that detects and tracks targets, computers, power generating equipment, an engagement control station, and up to eight launchers, each holding four ready-to-fire missiles. So this is a large system. It's not really mobile. I mean, you can move it around, but you can't just move fire. You cannot do something like that with this system. You set it up somewhere, and then what it is a sitting target for Russian countermeasures. CNN continues. It says, once the plans are finalized, the Patriots are expected to ship quickly in the coming days, and Ukrainians will be trained to use them at an army base in Germany, officials said. Ukraine has been asking for the system for months. That's what the previous article was talking about. But the logistical challenges of delivering it and operating it are immense. And as a matter of fact, I would say they're insurmountable. Despite those obstacles, the reality of what's going on the ground led the administration to make the decision, the senior administration official told CNN, noting the continuing intense Russian missile barrages. But I thought they were doing so well stopping them. Apparently not. So they're claiming the Patriot missile system will be sent in just days after the announcement, which could be this week, because of how urgent the situation is. Again, in other words, what they've already sent isn't working. They need to send more. But then it says, unlike smaller air defense systems, Patriot missile batteries need much larger crews, requiring dozens of personnel to properly operate them. The training for Patriot missile batteries normally takes multiple months, a process the United States will now carry out under the pressure of nearly daily aerial attacks from Russia. So you're going to be sending them in days, but the crews to operate them will not be ready for months. Something's not adding up here. You're just going to have them sitting in Ukraine doing nothing while you train the crews in Germany? That doesn't make any sense. And as a matter of fact, I don't think even in months you will have Ukrainians capable of operating them effectively. And what I think most likely will be done, and this is why it represents a major escalation, these will be NATO personnel operating them. Not necessarily Americans, but NATO personnel familiar with the Patriot missile system. They will be pretending to be Ukrainian operators, and they will be operating this system. This is why it's such an escalation, because this is NATO increasingly creeping onto the battlefield, operating sophisticated weapon systems against Russian forces. And then CNN tries to talk up the Patriot missile system. They're really trying to sell it as something amazing. It says, the system is widely considered one of the most capable long-range weapons to defend airspace against incoming ballistic and cruise missiles, as well as some aircraft. Because of its long-range and high-altitude capability, it can potentially shoot down Russian missiles and aircraft far from their intended targets inside Ukraine. So this would be NATO personnel pretending to be Ukrainians trying to shoot down not just missiles and drones, but also Russian aircraft. However, despite CNN making this claim and providing no supporting evidence at all, if you have been following the news regarding the Patriot missile system over the years, which I have been, you will know that that statement really is not true, and I'm going to go through that. I'm going to be citing all Western media sources as I do. So the first problem, and this was a problem long before Russia launched its special military operation in late February this year, the Patriot missile system was already running out of missiles. They have all of these Patriot missile systems around the world. They only make a certain number of missiles per year, and it is not enough to go around. And especially in Saudi Arabia, they have been fighting this war against Yemen, and Yemen has been fighting back. And one of the ways they do that is by launching missiles and drones at targets in Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia has been using up its missiles to the point where this happened. From Al Jazeera, this was early this year, January, as a matter of fact. Saudi Arabia may run out of interceptor missiles in months. As Houthi rebel attacks escalate, Riyadh has an urgent situation as it runs out of missiles for its air defense system, Financial Times newspaper reports. And it says Saudi Arabia could run out of interceptor missiles for its U.S.-made Patriot air defense system in months, according to a senior U.S. official cited by the Financial Times newspaper, prompting Riyadh to appeal to regional allies for help to replenish the stock. Why? Why are they appealing to their neighbors? Why don't they just have the U.S. build and send more missiles? Because they can't. They can't do that. It's the same problem we see with even basic things like 155 millimeter artillery shells and rockets for HIMARS. Well, this is even more sophisticated, and it's in even shorter supply. Well, then we have this Wall Street Journal article from March of this year. U.S. sends Patriot missiles to Saudi Arabia, fulfilling urgent requests. So did the U.S. finally find a way to make them between January and March? No. It says the interceptors sent to Saudi Arabia came from stockpiles of several other Persian Gulf countries after U.S. officials urged them to make the transfer, saying they would receive approval as required by U.S. law. Officials familiar with the discussions said. So that's because the United States cannot meet demand through manufacturing. They have to meet demand by scraping together missiles from other nations' stockpiles. And because they're not making enough missiles, they're talking about doubling production. So this is Defense News, Lockheed to double Patriot missile production as orders explode. And it says Lockheed Martin is planning to double its most advanced Patriot missiles production in the coming years to deal with exploding orders of the weapon from the U.S. Army and its allies, according to a company executive. So like everything else that you manufacture in general and in terms of arms production, when you want to increase production rates, it's not something you can do overnight. It could take years, and that is what Lockheed Martin is talking about. Increase doubling production over the course of several years. Not this year, not next year, several years. The article also talks about how many missiles Lockheed Martin is making and would like to make when it doubles its production. So right now it's making 250 missiles a year, and it plans to double that number to 500 eventually in years to come. So Russia has hit Ukraine with far more than 250 cruise missiles since late February, and also many, many drones. And as a matter of fact, the number is thousands of missiles. We have articles like this from the New York Times. Russian cruise missiles were made just months ago, despite sanctions. I've already covered this article, as a matter of fact, and it says, Pentagon officials say Russia has fired thousands of long-range weapons like cruise missiles, as well as short and medium-range ballistic missiles at targets in Ukraine since the war began. And we're not even talking about the Garand 2 drones that are now showing up in large numbers across Ukraine. Then there's this other New York Times article. Russia is using old Ukrainian missiles against Ukraine, general says. The missiles returned to Russia in the 1990s under an agreement aimed at assuring Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity have shown up in rubble. And they're talking about these decoys, these nuclear cruise missiles that have had the nuclear warhead removed, obviously, and replaced with an inert warhead. That's what they're talking about. And they're talking about General Vadim Skibitsky, Ukraine's deputy intelligence chief. And this is what New York Times is claiming. Russian arms factories had been able to build 240 precision KH-101 cruise missiles and about 120 of the sea-based Calibra cruise missiles since the start of the war, which works out to about 40 new missiles per month. And this is just what Ukraine is claiming. So 40 new missiles per month. And this General Skibitsky is also claiming, and I've talked about this before, these modified nuclear cruise missiles that have inert warheads, and they're using them as decoys. The New York Times talks about these, and they say they served a strategic goal. Sending up the missiles would force Ukraine to mobilize its air defense system against them, and then, of course, exhaust these missiles that are already in short supply. So let's say that Russia is making 40 cruise missiles per month. We're not talking about Iskander ballistic missiles, which have an incredibly long range. They're precision weapons as well. And we're also not even talking about the Garand 2 drones. Just 40 cruise missiles a month, Lockheed is only making 250 interceptor missiles per year. That's only enough for 6 months. And that's if these Patriot missiles, every time you fire them, they take out one of these cruise missiles. And as Ukrainian representatives have admitted, they're usually firing two missiles at each target. So you already can see the problem developing here. Now, what the U.S. is going to try to do is scrape together Patriot missiles from everywhere. Anywhere they can, they're going to scrape them together and send them to Ukraine. And production is not going to double until years from now. And that's when Lockheed hopes to be making 500 missiles a year. But even if all 500 missiles were sent directly to Ukraine, they may be able to match the number of Patriot missiles to the number of cruise missiles Russia is able to make per year. If that number is true, it could be higher. But the Patriot missile is not 100% effective. So you have 500 Patriot missiles, you have around 500 Russian cruise missiles. Those 500 Patriot missiles are not going to shoot down every Russian cruise missile. And then again, there are Garand 2 drones flying around. There's also Iskander missiles and many other long-range systems Russia has besides cruise missiles. So what is the success record of the Patriot missile system? Again, these are all Western sources. This is NBC News. Why U.S. Patriot missiles failed to stop drones and cruise missiles attacking Saudi oil sites. This is from 2019. And it says, the United States is sending American troops to the Middle East to provide better air and missile defenses after an aerial attack on Saudi oil targets last week. The raid began around 4 a.m. in the morning of September 14th with explosions rippling across the Kiras and Aramco oil processing facilities inside Saudi Arabia as the sound of defensive automatic machine gun fire rang in the area, in the air. In theory, the oil facilities both lay under the defensive umbrella of Patriot Pac-2 surface-to-air missile batteries that the U.S. sold to Saudi Arabia to intercept aircraft and missiles up to 100 miles away. However, if Saudi radars detected the 18 triangular drones, that sounds familiar, and seven cruise missiles, judging by recovered debris that bombarded them last week, they did so too late. Instead, they were forced to fire sporadically with automatic weapons. Again, sounds very familiar, which didn't prevent widespread damage that temporarily disrupted shipments of 5.7 million barrels of oil daily, half of Saudi Arabia's output. Indeed, while the U.S. troops are intended to provide help against this type of threat, believed to have been launched by Iran, air attacks by low-flying drones and cruise missiles are exactly the types of systems the U.S. is having trouble defending against after years of focusing on longer-range threats. And then the article goes on to explain how far behind the U.S. is in terms of technology to counter these type of threats. And it's a problem that, you know, maybe the United States could eventually solve, but they're not going to solve it this year. They're not going to solve it next year or anytime in the near future. So let's review. The United States wants to send the Patriot air defense system to Ukraine in just days after the final decision is made, sometime this week. But it takes months to train crews to operate them, which kind of suggests that NATO personnel will be operating them instead. That's a major escalation. On top of that, the Patriot missile system does not have enough missiles available to it to meet the threats that Ukrainian forces face in the middle of Russia's special military operation. We're talking about thousands of missiles. And then hundreds and hundreds of drones. Lockheed Martin is not making enough right now. If every single missile they made was sent to Ukraine, it would not be enough. And even when they double production years from now, it still will not be enough. That's a major problem. Even if they did have enough missiles, the performance of the Patriot missile system, even according to the Western media, seems to fall far short of expectations. A very serious problem is developing for Ukraine. They had large numbers of very effective Soviet-era air defense systems. As that number shrinks, the West is trying to replace them with Western alternatives, but they simply do not have the quantity or quality of air defense systems to replace what Ukraine is losing. And there's going to be a certain point where Ukraine will be more vulnerable than ever to Russian air power and long-range precision weapons. And I think that's part of the reason why the U.S. wants to send Patriot missiles and anything else that it can send to Ukraine, because they realize that if Ukrainian airspace is underdefended, it's going to accelerate Russia's timetable in achieving its goal, which is to demilitarize Ukraine. That is what we're watching. Not only Ukraine, but now also the U.S. and all of its allies. There's going to be Patriot missiles, because Lockheed Martin cannot make nearly enough to meet Ukraine's needs. They're going to be pulling missiles in from everywhere. Are there going to be enough for Saudi Arabia or any other U.S. ally if they end up in the middle of some conflict? The answer looks like no. The only people who are going to come out ahead of this is Lockheed Martin. They're going to make huge profits off of this. There's going to be contracts extending years into the future, billions of dollars. That's in addition to all the other money Lockheed Martin is making off of other weapon systems, like HIMARS, for example. And then when you really think about it, it's corporations, including arms manufacturers, that are influencing U.S. foreign policy objectives in the first place. So maybe from Washington's point of view, Lockheed Martin walking away, the only winner, is all that matters. Anyway, I just thought I would go over this. I saw the headline. I thought people would probably want to know the rest of the story, and now you do. If you thought this video was useful, please like and share. Think about subscribing. It's free to do. It helps the channel grow. Check the video description below for other places you can find and follow my work. All of my YouTube videos are uploaded on Rumble and Odyssey automatically. It might take a day or two, but they'll show up. Subtitles for my YouTube videos will show up. They're automatically generated. It could take a day or two. Thank you for your patience. Check the video description for all of the links that I went over in this video, as well as for ways you can help support my work. I do not monetize my YouTube channel. If you see an ad pop up, please feel free to skip it. It's not helping me out at all. If you do want to support my work, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. I'm no longer using PayPal, so if that's how you've been supporting my work, please just be aware that I'm closing that account. To everyone who has been supporting my work, whether it's month to month through one-time donations, or even if you're just helping share my work with others, I greatly appreciate that. I could not do this work without that support, so thank you. And as always, thank you for watching.